102.9 KBLX. It's Sterling James. Good morning. It's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations that empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX Nation. And today we are shining the light on building bridges. Please welcome the Building Bridges creator, Zimbabwe Davies. Hello, Mr. Davies.
Hey, how you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you for being here. All right. I want to talk about building bridges, and we want to talk about the Building Bridges basketball. Is it a tournament?
Yeah, it's a basketball game that started last year between community members and Oakland police. And the purpose of it was to help bridge the gap between community and police and improve community relations and take a different approach opposed to just community forums and make it fun and make it electric and help break down the barriers. And it's like an icebreaker.
Okay. And you're the founder of this organization or of the game?
Produce
the game?
Yes, I'm the creator of this game.
Okay. What happened, or what's your life all about that made you think to do something like this?
Well, I wanted to be a part of the solution. You know, we see, you know, in America, there's a lot of police brutality. There's a lot of disconnect between the community and police. And, you know, one day I was complaining in my mind, and then I said, well, what are you going to do about it? And from there, I started writing down ideas. I said, I want this to be catchy. So I'm like building bridges. And so this is where we're at.
So how did you approach the OPD? And I think you said Richmond Police is involved with this as well.
Right. So I went to the Eastmont Police Station and I connected with Deputy Chief Laurent Armstrong. And I pitched the idea to him. I said, what would you think if we did a basketball game between community and police? And he said, we already got a basketball team. And so it was like the universe was already aligned. And he said, you get the venue and we there. And from there, I got the venue and we start building momentum and start promoting. And here we are.
Okay. Tell me about, so it's OPD already has a team. What's the community team?
Team Town Business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, town business, that's the saying in Oakland. That's our mantra. And so I said, let's call it Team Town Business. And I have a bunch of people who are passionate, actually, that play basketball really well. I'm uncoordinated, so I don't play. But I love the sport. I have a passion for watching it. So the youth is made up, the team is made up of youth, and it's made up of adults. I have two teams, a youth team and an adult team.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who was on the youth team? How did they find you? How did you find them?
Me and my partner in crime, Yanine Jackson, did outreach in Oakland, and we got youth who are interested in playing, and then we got adults who are interested in playing, and, you know, put up some flyers, and people responded and said, hey, I want to play. Mm-hmm. You know, that's their chance to get, like, their energy out and play against OPD.
Right. And they know that they are not just playing a game, that they're actually going to be participating in part of a larger conversation.
Right, right. That's what the message that I wanted to convey to them when I first assembled the team was that it's much bigger than a basketball game. It's about building community and fellowshipping and starting to, you know, talk about these solutions to the issues, you know, to the problems that's going on in the community based on police brutality and racial profiling. I found it important that if we do a basketball game, people will calm down and they'll want to talk. And when the community forums are introduced at first, people already have preconceived notions and they go into it with, you know, aggressive thoughts and what are you going to do? And, you know, these issues are going to take more than 2 years or 3 or 10 years to come together.
So you had your first one last year.
Correct.
And this is going to be your second annual. All right, let's make sure people know. The event is next Sunday, July the 28th, from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. at Soldier Town, 31 4th Street in Oakland. And so along with the game, how are you expecting this conversation to happen? Is it going to happen before the game? Is it going to happen after? Is it going to be part of the halftime? What else would people expect when they, you know, come to this event?
I'm working with a young man named Johnny. He's working on a community forum, and I'm supporting him. We're planning on having it at Youth Uprising. And so the community forum's going to happen after the basketball game. And the intention is to, you know, continue to have these conversations, whether it's every 3 months to check the progress and do the basketball game and, you know, and add on other things in addition to the basketball game in the future.
Okay. So you did it last year. You're doing it this year. The forum will follow the game. And as you mentioned, this is something that's not going to be remedied, obviously, within one game or 1 year or even 2 or 3 years. Right. So as you continue to produce these type of events, what do you hope to see perhaps the outcome is or looks like in the future?
I definitely want to see peace, and I definitely want for community members to step up to the plate and know that if they see me being able to put these events together with my team, they can step up to the and rise to the occasion, mm-hmm. and work on solutions involving the police. We don't want to get gunned down as people of color. We don't want to be racially profiled. Mm-hmm. And we also know that, and I also know that there's always a few bad apples out of the bunch.
Sure.
So it's not going to be 100% peace. But my goal is, my goal was to start it and to have people inspired to want to step up and join in and add their gifts and talents as well to this.
Mm-hmm. Bad apples in the police department and bad apples in the community.
Correct.
As well. So what do you think, like, the PD will get out of something like this?
It'll help develop a conscious mind. And when you approach somebody, you know, from the community on the street, you'll think twice. Mm. You know, if you're having a bad day, because, you know, police officers have long days and everyone has long days. But if we're working towards a common goal of peace and bridging the gap, when they approach community members, they'll think twice before, you know, wanting to be aggressive or, you know, want to assert some type of dominance. And mm-hmm. that's the important thing.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that OPD already had a basketball team, which I'm not surprised by, because as much as your event sounds awesome, building bridges, it's been done. Right. These type of community versus PD, community with the fire department, community. Yeah. So what do you think is going to make this event so much different? And what do you think makes this event different?
Well, even in addition to the basketball game, we're going to have a backpack giveaway. We're going to have a juice bar to promote health and face painting for the kids. And one of the things that compelled me to do this event was, when I was a kid, we had Festival at the Lake, we had Hoop It Up, we had events in Oakland, and as I got older, they started getting taken away. So I wanted to bring that essence back. And I think when a kid sees that they're getting a free backpack, that makes them feel good. Mm-hmm. And that's going to translate into them being a productive member in society. You know, the juice bar, we're promoting health. You know, we want to create the images that we want to see in the future. Mm-hmm. And it's self-esteem, and it's, you know, helping our young people thrive and building up our community.
Absolutely.
And so that's an ongoing thing, and it'll go beyond, you know, my lifespan. Mm. That's the intention behind it.
Mm-hmm. Have you partnered with somebody for these backpacks and like a nutritionist or whatever to help talk to the kids about the, or are you just kind of working on accessibility at this point?
Yeah, I have a friend named Sarah Germany. She's my sister. She has an organization called the Food Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. And her motto is one meal at a time. So she has healthy alternatives for food. You know, the food that we like that's not healthy for us, she has healthy alternatives. And so she's helping with doing the smoothies. So I'm partnering with her. And then I'm getting donations for the backpacks through GoFundMe or, you know, people who are just interested in donating.
Mm-hmm.
And in the future, I'm going to apply for grants so we can continue to, you know, maintain this status.
So what can we do to support you aside from showing up? Building Bridges, a basketball game, is happening at Soldier Town in Oakland, July 28th, 31 4th Street. It's from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. People can bring backpacks full of school supplies, could possibly help donate by bringing waters. Or
yes.
What do you need people to do? And in the future, are you looking to, like, employ people or bring people in to help with grant writing you mentioned? Like, what can we do to support you?
Definitely. Grant writing is important. And my biggest thing is anyone who's interested and has a passion for uplifting the community, like, bring your talent, because I can't do it all. I have an amazing team, but we can also add new components to improve. You know, this can turn into something much more bigger than just the basketball game and community. You mm-hmm. know, we can give jobs in the future. We can give out scholarships. Like, mm-hmm. that's the level that I want to go to in terms of this whole movement. I wanted to also mention about the halftime performance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My friend, he has a daughter who's 14 years old by the name of Michaela. She's from San Francisco, and she's a rap artist.
Oh, fun.
She has positive rap. She can hold her own on the mic, and she's progressing. She's been to the BET Awards, the Youth Teen Awards, and She's going to perform at the halftime show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I forgot to ask you, the youth team, how old are these kids that are on the youth team?
They range from 16 to 24.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's the team that's going to play the Richmond Police Department.
Okay, so Richmond Police Department is playing the youth.
Yes.
And then Oakland Police Department is playing the adults.
Correct.
Okay, that'll be fun. So what was your interaction with the Richmond Police Department like?
So I have a friend that I work with closely. Her name's Don Moultrie. She has a great relationship with Richmond PD. And I just ran an idea across her and said, can we include them? She said, yeah, I know the point people. And she connected me with Michelle Millam. And she connected me with some other officers. And we made it happen. They said they want to be on board. And, you know, it's a blessing that more people are starting to add to this event and add to this movement.
Yeah. So last year it was just OPD, and this year you've got OPD and Richmond Police Department all
Definitely.
Involved. Very, very cool. Okay, I got to ask, did Richmond Police Department, did they already have a team? Were they ready?
Yeah, they have a team. They definitely. I mean, they all have teams, and if they don't have teams, they form teams, trust me. I mean, the competitive nature, and it's amazing, you know, the adult team and the youth team are like, we want to win, but overall everyone wins.
Absolutely.
Because we're doing something that's breaking the status quo, and we're doing something that a lot of people don't believe we can do.
You can. You need the support of your community for sure. So what did they win? Bragging rights? They get a trophy? Like,
trophy.
What's up?
Trophy. Okay. So last year OPD won by 6 points.
What?
And, you know, they got us with rebounds, and, you know, they were really experienced. I can't lie. They're a good team. But this year we added some additional pieces. We have three women collectively, two on the adult team and one on the youth team.
Cool.
And so, you know, it's inclusive. We wanted to add we wanted everyone to be a part of this. And we didn't want nobody to feel left out. So okay. It's something for everybody.
Tell me about the trophy.
Yeah. So the trophy. We got two trophies, and we're going to take the both trophies this year. We got some talented guys and talented young ladies. They're amazing to work with. They come up, they show up to practice, they're ready to go. And so I'm excited. So
okay, so when you say you're going to take the trophies, where are they going to be so that if folks can't make it to the event, where do they get to come and check out these the Building Bridges trophies?
Well, I'm hoping, to be honest with you, what I was thinking about was connecting with the Oakland Museum and having it being placed there. So I have to develop those relationships so we can, you know, have the trophies, some memorabilia, you know, so 50 years down the line, people can come and see, like, this is what was going on in Oakland, and that, you know, it brought the community and police together. So that's the intention.
Okay. And you're a filmmaker too, so I'm assuming you're going to document all this.
Yes, yeah. Yes. This is going to be a documentary. I'm not going to release the title right now, but it's definitely going to be a documentary. It's important that this is documented, and we're going to show a different side. We're going to, you know, talk about everything, talk about the struggles, talk about the successes, and talk about what it takes to actually build community.
Okay, folks, make sure you follow up by checking the link at kblx.com on Building Bridges to see this documentary and support that as well. Mr. Zimbabwe Davies, Building Bridges creator, thank you so much for your time, for your work. We celebrate you and we support you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right. So the game is next Sunday, July 28th, 3 p.m. till 6 p.m., 31 4th Street in Oakland at a spot called Soldier Town. Building Bridges, two community teams, both adult and youth, going up against Oakland Police Department and Richmond Police Department, respectively. All the details at kblx.com. Thank you again, Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
I'm Sterling James. This has been KBLX Cares. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please let us know. You can email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.